So hello, everybody, and welcome to Stay in the Sweet Spot. And I'm super excited that you've decided to continue the journey and continue the process. We have a much smaller group here, so there's going to be a lot more ability to get interaction. And this program is structured slightly different than the full Sweet Spot program, but the intention is to take you wherever you are and move you in the direction of where you want to be. A few people said, well, I'm not sure if I want to join because I'm still on week 4 or 5 or 6. That's okay. Wherever you are, you're going to be able to get support in moving to the next step and the next step and the next step. We do have content planned for those of you who are like, okay, I'm ready for something else. For whatever reason, I've plateaued or I've reached my goal and I want to continue. I want to get better and better. We have weekly content. We're actually going to be calling it week 10 through whatever, 21, I guess. And I have some topics mapped out. I may switch the order of them a little bit. I'll show you what they are. I may switch the order a little bit depending on how, what I'm perceiving in terms of readiness, like what things keep coming up. And it was something I was planning on doing like in week 17, I'm going to move it up to week 13. Right. But I have this concept of the things I feel like people need to learn and master in order to keep moving forward or to identify why are you at a plateau or why aren't you getting as quick a results or, you know, just to maintain. So I'm excited. There's Angelica and Paula. Yay. So a lot of familiar faces here. So the way this is going to work, this is our kickoff. We're going to stick as much as we can to this Monday at 1 o'clock time frame, just to keep consistency. But several of the calls are going to be with guests. One of the guests is already committed to talk to us about the parasympathetic nervous system. For those of you who are on the IRSPT call, they're going to go, yeah, but the parasympathetic, and how do you stay in parasympathetic? Because for many of you, that's the key, is not staying parasympathetic long enough and for enough time during the day to be able to maintain steady blood sugar, right? And for some of you, it's just all extra stuff. So I have some extra things I'm going to share with you and take you through, but I have a guest coming in for that. And then that's June 22nd. And then July and August, I'm trying to get the guests to be able to come in at that same time slot. But you know, everybody's got their own schedule, so it may be a different day when we do those other extra calls. We will be doing a call with me and a call with one of our certified practitioners. So once a month with me, once a month with one of the practitioners, plus the weeklies with Angelica. Somebody asked, and maybe Angelica could address that. Well, you're still going to do them on the same day and the same time. So I'll let Angelica address that. Go for it.
Wednesdays. You know, Wednesdays are actually fine. I tend to want to put it a little later on Wednesdays, or I might move it to Thursday. Yeah, because then I could keep that earlier time frame. But you guys let me know. Is Thursday okay? Kind of around the same time? 4 Eastern?
4 Eastern. Yeah, that's still within range for those. I don't know how many of you are from Europe, from Violetta, you're from Europe, right? But you're okay with that time. Yeah. So maybe do it that way. Cause if it needs to be later, then that kind of puts the Europeans at a disadvantage. It's like,
right.
Oh yeah, guys, we want you to get to bed by 11, but we're going to have a call at midnight. So just show up and you know, it's kind of incongruent. So yeah. And that's why we've kept this time to try to make it easy. It's a little early for Australians and New Zealanders, but I don't know that we have that many. So it actually works out. So yeah, it's 6 in the morning for them, but you know, that's doable, better than 1 in the morning, right? So, okay, cool. So everybody seems to say, Wheaton says not for me on Thursday. So I'll let you work that out and maybe in the group, in the Facebook group,
do
a little poll and see what you can come up with, put out a few times and see what we can come up with. That'll work for everybody. All right. So I don't know exactly how many of you are supposed to be here because I haven't looked yet in the last few hours, but it looks like somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 or 60 or something like that so far. We are going to keep the registration open until Friday. So if anybody's still thinking about it, they can get in. They will have missed this call. And the whole purpose of this is to really dig deeper, to take some of those questionnaires that you did and see what is the next step for you? Like, what are some of those barriers to you moving forward? So if it's okay with you, I'd like to share my screen and just show you the schedule kind of that I put together. I'll show it to you in the slide that I put together because my file is really messy at this point. Genetics, here we go. And then I'm gonna go to find the slide that shows the topics. Okay. And as you know, we created a new Facebook group. So if you haven't already joined it, do that. Just because, you know, we want to keep the support more intimate. You still have access to the other one and you can communicate with the whole group. But for this, we wanted to have a smaller group so that you had more opportunity to connect with each other, but get the questions answered, but also to do the lives. I may pop in and do lives when I feel like it's needed. Like I feel like there's a lot of questions coming up on a particular topic that I want to address or questions that we're not getting to. I'll pop in, but Angelica is committed to doing it once a week. So if you haven't gotten tired of Angelica's shiny, bright face and her bubbly attitude and brain full of knowledge, you get to deal with her for the next 12 weeks. So I'm super excited. And thank you, Angelica, for that. So I've got it on that page. All I have to do is go to slideshow from the current slide. All right, good. And now if I say share my screen, share screen, here, share. All right, can you see my screen? You see it? Yes. So topics. One of the things we get a lot of questions about and have is like, I'm intermittent fasting, but this is happening. Or I don't know, you know, you say you eat first thing in the morning and eat protein and that doesn't work for me, or it does work for me. And now you're saying intermittent fasting and what gives? I really want to help each of you to figure out what your best fasting, feasting cycle is. So we'll have a lesson on that coming out at the end of the week. And some strategies and action steps to help you identify what might work, but it's going to take experimentation, right? It's not just I can say, well, Wheaton, I think you're a eat in the morning and skip dinner kind of person. And Jean, I think you're more of a, you know, skip breakfast and eat dinner type of person. Or I think you're a three meal a day person, Marsha, and you need to eat it, you know, 10 and 2 and 6 and be done, right? And that might work for you. Yes, right? And because you're all going to be different. You have to find what works best for you, not what you read about in some article somewhere that said this is what everybody should do, right? So finding out how to manage it. And for some of you, it's a 12-12 cycle is best. For some of you, it's a 12 or it's an 8-16 cycle, and it may vary and keeping the variability. So I'll be teaching some of that. But then I want to implement the fasting while feasting. We did that last year as a challenge, and it was basically called eat while fasting or something like that. Anyway, the URL was taken. I couldn't get it. And I kept saying over and over when I saw what people were doing, oh, here's the meals I've been eating and here's my blood sugar numbers. And I'm like, wow, it looks like you're feasting, not fasting. But it's based on the concept of a fasting mimicking diet. And the person that kind of researched this, Walter Longo, he's from Italy and I think he's in California these days, but he basically, as a result of his research, came out with this packaged mix thing. And I know most of you are beyond wanting a packaged mixed thing that you look at it and go, why would I eat this stuff? It's awesome for the general public, but you guys are more educated and more sophisticated. So what I did is I put together a plan that was based on us eating real whole foods, feeling satiated, but our body, tricking our body into thinking we were fasting. And I used his research and his macro ratios and all that. And we had, oh, I don't know, we had like 6,000 people sign up for it. I don't know how many of them actually finished it, but hundreds and hundreds did and posted about it. And most of them said by day 5, they were not hungry. They couldn't even eat all the food on the list. They were showing these beautiful pictures. Their ketones were, some of them had 5s in their ketones, which is amazing to even think about getting there while eating. I made it to 4.7 and I've never made it to 4.7 while eating. I've only made it to 4.7 or higher when fasting. And the glucose numbers were down. Some of them went out and did A1Cs and their A1Cs came down within a month of that. Husbands did it with them. begrudgingly and then did it and ended up, you know, losing inches off their waistline. So it was phenomenal. And I want to actually take us through that as a group so that we can implement this. And because it's kind of a jump start, it's a kick in the pants for you. And if you've been stuck or if you're like, I just can't get budge with this, people that couldn't budge got budged by doing this, right? And it can be a 3 meal a day plan. It can be incorporated with whatever you've worked out to be your best fasting feasting cycle, right? You can do it either way. So we're going to do that. Then we're going to look at the healing power of your vagus nerve. And that's the week of the 22nd when I have a guest coming in to talk about parasympathetic and the importance and some strategies and using essential oils and herbs and meditation type practices to really get in there. And I'm going to be sharing some information from a really, really excellent book by that same name, Accessing the Healing Power of Your Vagus Nerve, and some specific things you can do on your own body to shift yourself into parasympathetic. I'm going to be looking at for 2 weeks, we're going to be looking at, the next week is again. So 2 weeks, we're going to work on that stress piece and parasympathetic. And then we're going to be looking at identifying, correcting obstacles to restorative sleep, and then optimizing your sleep cycle. So we're going to work 2 weeks on that. So if that's an issue that you've been having, if it's not an issue you've been having, it just might be, I don't know, interesting to listen in. And if you ever do, or you know people who do, you can share some of that information. We're going to look at personalizing exercise and exercise timing for optimizing your hormones. And I'm trying to get in an expert who came up with this concept called Fastercise. Go look it up. So I'm reaching out and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he can come in and speak about it. And it's a way to exercise that whether you have joint problems or injuries or things that prohibit you from doing certain things, that you can do this exercise that he actually says he recommends when you're hungry instead of eating, to keep you in that fasting mode, but to start to burn your own resources, whether it's glycogen or fat. Really interesting stuff. Then I want to really get into the food pieces. Oh, and the timing of exercise. It was more advanced than most people could handle. We used to teach this in the main program and people would be like, and then if I do this, then what if I do that? And everybody went crazy. And we activated the sympathetic nervous system because everybody was worried about the timing. So I'm going to teach it in a way that helps you to like look at what you're doing and seeing if you can tweak some of your timing relationship of food with exercise. It's all about finding what's right for you personally. Right? There's some general rules, but then there's what's right for you personally. So then I'm going to go into some additional herbs and foods for optimal blood sugar balance and correcting the nutrient imbalances. That's one that I may end up flipping. And again, it'll depend on getting somebody in to talk about the exercise piece, but I may move that a little bit earlier. And I've been going through the questionnaires you guys have been submitting, and I'm going to use that to just give me an idea of, is this the right order or do I need to move things around based on the general need? But there's a lot of other herbs, there's a lot of other supplements, and there's a lot of nutrient imbalances that we haven't talked about. We have very specific resources for you to help you with vitamin D balance and omega-3, 6 balance and magnesium and C, and to do that. Modulating your immune system, really important. What are those nutrients? What are the things? A lot of this stuff builds on each other. So if you found that your immune system's been low, everything we're going to be teaching up until that point is really helping with modulating your immune system. But I have some specific resources for you and specific checklists and herbs and tinctures and teas and essential oils that you can call upon, especially if you're exposed to things. If we have a pandemic going on and you're trying to just keep your immune system strong, all that sort of stuff. And then the next one is repairing digestion and optimizing detox. And I know a lot of you had those come up in there, and all the basics can be helpful for that, but that's also one that will go into more detail. And then identifying, correcting thyroid and adrenal imbalances. So if you want to take a screenshot of it, I don't know if you all know how to do it, but if you want to take a screenshot of this, and if you have a particular preference, like, oh, that's super important to me. And I hear enough people say, can you do the digestion part sooner rather than later? Or can you do the nutrients piece sooner rather than later? Then I'll be able to get that. In fact, I'm going to make a note. Maybe I can just put those in a Google form and just kind of give you the ability to mark them priorities. I can't promise to give everybody what they need, but I'm going to try to do for the greater good, right? And yeah, so that's basically that. I had all these topics I wanted to go over. I have 12 weeks and I don't want to give it to all at once because that overwhelms and that puts everybody in sympathetic dominant mode. And we put, you know, anyway, I'm going to put a note to myself to create it. That's an easy thing to do, a Google form of topics. But I do want to start with the because I'm already partially finished creating that for you, but I want to start with the managing fasting and feasting cycles and the fasting while feasting, because I think it's going to be a very good jump start for a lot of you to get really, you know, some of those numbers where you want them to be. So that's it. And then, you know, as you know, we get, you're going to have calls and we are very open to molding this to what is needed as much as we possibly can. So this is the first time we've done the Stay in Your Sweet Spot. And it's always helpful to do something with us the first time because number one, you usually get more attention than anybody else gets. And you have the ability to help us shape it into what you really, really need at this point. For some of you who like may have some really serious, oh, it's a baby behind you, Frederica. I'm like, is that a cat that's like twisting on your bed? Oh, it's a child, not a baby. No, not a baby. Yeah, so what's they saying? Oh yeah, so if you have some, you know, you've had some numbers come up on your forms that were really high and you feel like you need to jump in and help get some solution there, sign up for a coaching session. And we'll help you to fine tune that, right? And yeah, I think that was it. Yeah, so Sarah's saying, sounds exactly what we want and are so happy we're still here. Well, I am happy that you are too. Ariel, I woke up at 3 p.m. Frequent, I got up. Rumi said, the morning breeze has messages for you. Don't go back to sleep, it did. Oh, sweet. And is that how you say your name, Aureli? Somebody said it should be Aureli. Aureli. Okay, got it. That's great. I love that. You know, here's the thing. We have to find our own right sleep cycle too. We all get into this, go to bed at 11 and get up at 6 or whatever, because someone else said it. And we have to find what works for us. Dr. Lodi, he's like a naturopathic oncologist. And he talks about how he finds that you can sleep. If you go to bed at 9 and get up at 3, you'll actually get better sleep than if you go to bed at 11 and get up at 6 or 7. Because there's something magical in those hours and there's something much more restorative and restful in those hours. If you're the kind of person who's been on a go to bed at 1 and get up at 10 cycle for a long time, that's going to be kind of hard. You're not going to just do that overnight. But it's something to consider that there's something magical. And and he always talks about that, getting up at that early hour and connecting, you know, and meditating and connecting spiritually and how important that is. So it's awesome. And you just may need to go to bed a little earlier tonight to make up for that. Okay. Rose says, I like to repair digestion and detox, correct thyroid and adrenals, also tweak herbs and supplements for blood sugar after a meeting. I'm so happy to be continuing. Well, I am too. And you have an advantage because you're in body balance. And so if I mention, I can send you to some section, right? If you have a question on digestion, we can send you into some of those sections to really jump into. I love how much Dr. RM knows about. Well, you know, when you get old and you've been around a long time and been studying feverishly for 30 years, you kind of learn things. And I've always been a problem solver, loved math when I was a kid, you know, loved computers and computer programmer, have a master's in computers. So my mind works that way. I'm always trying to uncover new stuff. So whatever new stuff I can bring in. So we'll be doing that as well. And a sleep person. I'm definitely bringing in a sleep person. And I'm trying to get answers. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I wanted to make sure you didn't miss a question earlier in the chat. Wendy said she wants to know if we'll cover bone density.
We're going to cover that specifically, but I'm going to make a note. Bone density. I have a program called Eating for Bone Health. It's a just a simple thing. It's like a 3-hour video with a booklet, and it goes, the 3 hours is about an hour to an hour and a half of me talking about bone density, and then following that is recipes, eating for bone health. So that's on this, the website, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, you guys were so good at jumping on right away. Since you're signed up now, I'm going to give you that, as an extra bonus. How's that? Will that be helpful? It's a really fun. Okay. So for SS, I always get in trouble from my team from when I promise new bonuses, just because it's like, how are we going to deliver that? Where are we going to deliver it? Blah, 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 blah. Why? I'll figure it out. I'll put it on the page. We have it on the through Embody Balance. I know that Rose is Embody Balance. We did put it on the Body Balance page as well. Those of you in ERC, you already have that in the Body Freedoms piece. So I'll just, I don't want some people to be at an advantage there. So I'll give it to you that. I'll give you that. Ariel, what's the small group? Small groups are for body balance and for ERC. When I started to explain to you about ERC, ERC is a year-long program, the Energy Recharge Inner Circle. And you guys, you know, you might find after doing this that, yep, you're ready. You want to move on to that. We don't have that. We don't have the, like the new version all set up yet. So what I think the best thing is join here and then you guys will get first dibs other than the people already in who want to maybe re-up. But it's a year-long program where everybody gets put into small groups and you get help with the coach. Actually, there's two coaches per small group. And then there's small group coaching calls with me for the Golden Gold Plus level. And then there's the larger group. And we take between 40 and 50 at the most each year. So yeah, that's a really, it's amazing because you get access to all of our programs when you do that. You get access to everything. How to know what should be addressed first. You know, here, that's a great question. I went back and redid the recording like I had a week ago when I first told you about this. And it was a kind of a short one. I really went into depth on how to interpret those tests on the video. So if you go back to the sweet spot, you look under week 9, the drop down, there is a page. And actually, I'm going to switch my share. I'm going to say share screen, I'll go here, and then I'm going to go to here, sweet spot, here we go. Can you see my screen? It's a different screen now, okay? And you see where it says week 9, next steps? You see that? When you click that, oh, this is it. I'm already on it. When you click it, you'll see a video, which is probably about 45 minutes long, that goes into.
As the Sweet Spot Solution Program officially draws.
Yep, 46 minutes. And you're going to get explanation. Let's see if I can scroll over for this. So I showed you all the things, and then I showed you how to interpret. Right, there's, and I showed you how to use the form that we gave you to keep track. And here's the thing. I am a big fan of what I call self-empowered healthcare. I don't want you to rely on me. I want to teach you enough that you can keep track of things yourself and you can know when there's a red flag. So if you did your tests today and they look like this, then you're going to go back and maybe do some things to try to address it and then come back and then in a month, 2, 3, whatever, do those assessments again and see how your scores are doing. And I want you to be able to do this for as long as you want to do it, right? You can always print out another copy of it and do it. This is the online version. So the online version actually changes color. So it alerts you and it matches up with the thing that you get in the email. But I wanted you to see it because I wanted to explain it to you. Let's see. And I explained it to you in here. Okay, so yeah, I show you all this. And then in terms of how to interpret, there's actually a slide. That's nutrient density right before that. Here we go. What do you do in the areas of high score? This addresses the question that was just in the chat. If you have any digestion scores above 10, address those first. Because here's the thing. If your digestion is messed up, your thyroid's never going to heal. So even if your thyroid scores are higher, I recommend at least address the digestion and the thyroid at the same time. But address the, don't just skip the digestion because it's a lower score, because that can be impacting everything, right? Everything. Then I want you to list all the areas where you scored 10 or above 10 in order from highest to lowest. That will help you to see your priority. That will help you to see what your priority is. Okay. Does that answer that question? I think it was Ari. I cannot say your name. I'm going to keep trying.
Just Ari. Imagine saying orally, like O-R-A-L-L-Y.
Orally, like speaking. Oh, yes. Thank you. That'll help. Orally. Good. There's certain names that I see it and I want us to pronounce it a certain way and it just takes me a while. Orally. Okay, good. Yeah, self-empowered healthcare. Is it okay to do the charts? No, online. Yeah. I'm concerned about script. Yes, absolutely. They're PDF. So just print them out and then just write your numbers in there. And if you want the pretty colors, get some highlighters and highlight them, you know? Yeah, absolutely. That's why I gave it to you both ways. Totally. Yeah, totally. Rose said, thank you for the bone density gift. Absolutely. And here's the thing. You'll read in there, there's a couple of herbal concoctions that I've shared with folks. And I've literally had people change their bone density in 6 months by not doing a whole lot of the other stuff I even wanted them to do. And one was a friend who I had spoken to about 10 or 12 years ago, similar to what somebody asked earlier. Friends call me up all the time for advice. And she actually came in to see me as a patient. And I said, you know, here's some stuff to do. And I told her, you know, get off sugar, start drinking green smoothies. This is my first steps to her. And here's this combination, nettles, horsetail, alfalfa. And I told her to mix that up and add that to her stuff. And 6 months later, that's it. She says, well, I didn't give up the wine so much and the sugar I'm getting better at, but I do the smoothies every day and I use those three herbs. And in 6 months, she had started to reverse her bone density. So I saw her a few months ago at a gathering. And it must have been at Christmas time. And she said, you know, I just had a follow-up with my doctor to check my bone density. And he was shocked that I hadn't gone on Fosamax and my bone density was still, I had maintained the improvement I made over that 6 months. So it works, right? Now she had gotten better in her diet, but she wasn't as good as I would have liked, right? So it just tells you that the stuff that I teach in that is, it does work. And some of those recipes are really good. Karen Osborne created the recipes in there and you'll see her and I teaching them together. Bones don't crack crackers and, you know, strong bone smoothie and that kind of stuff. Let's see. But self-empowered self-healthcare is my passion because what I see, and you guys may have experienced this, is that doctors want you to depend on them and drug companies want you to depend on their products. I mean, just come back here, take this drug. Oh yeah. It's not a matter of how do I tell you what to eat? How can I empower you by choosing what you eat and how you think and all this sort of stuff. So I want to empower you. My goal is to put myself out of a job. Never going to happen in my lifetime, but that's really my ultimate goal, that we don't need medicine other than in urgent care situations. Yeah, we need them, right? We need them if there's, you know, a car accident. If you've got even broken bones, I will just tell you honestly, in my family, my kid has broken his feet so many times, his arms so many times because he's a skateboarder and he falls all the time that even now he broke his foot about a month ago. He goes, Mom, I'm not going to, I'd be dumb to go to the hospital or an urgent care clinic right now. It's broken. I have the boot. I have the crutches. I know what to do. Once it gets better, you'll ultrasound me and I'll be fine. And so that's how we deal with broken bones, even in our family. I'm not recommending that to all of you because I know what I'm doing. And he had me look at it and he goes, yeah, I said, yeah, you broke this bone and this bone probably. And, you know, we're good, right? If one of his bones had been sticking out, I would have got him over to get it set, right? I'm not stupid, but he had, you know, a closed fracture. It was fine. Same thing with my other son last summer. He says, I have a broken rib. No big deal. I'm not going to go get an x-ray. It's a waste of money, right? I want everybody to get to that point. I want everybody to get to that point, but I want you to get to the point where you're smart. You go, well, I fell and I broke my rib. Let me make sure that it's not poking my lung, right? I gave my kid all this kind of stuff to look for. If your lips start to turn blue, if your fingers start to turn blue, if you find yourself short of breath, that rib might be poking your lung and we got to get it taken care of. So that's what self-empowered healthcare is, right? Not to be stupid, not to stay away from emergency rooms, not to, you know, get away from doctors, because if you're on medication, you got to continue with your doctor, right? But to get your checkups, to be able to look at the labs and know more than the doctor most of the time, because they don't look for the subtle imbalances. And you go, why is my alkaline phosphatase going down? Doesn't that mean I have a zinc deficiency? Oh, no, no. It just means your liver is fine, right? That's where I want people to get to. And that's why we do ERC, because in a year-long program, we can do that. We can go through all the labs and teach you how to read your own labs. And not everybody can, but like Paula is a good example. Paula, she's like so brilliant. She just looks and goes, oh, this, what do you think about this? And she'll research. That's self-empowered healthcare. Right? That's what I want for all of us. Got it? Other questions? I heard horsetail nettle alfalfa. Yep. Yep. The only issue with horsetail is if you eat it raw, like you just take horsetail and you throw it into your smoothie without making an infusion out of it, there's an inhibitor of vitamin B1 in there. I always used to do that. I had people just do it that way. And if you're taking a lot of B1, it's not as big a deal. But to be safe, I have you put it in. I like to just put it in my mason jars. Put your herb in there, fill it with hot water, let it sit overnight, and now you have this beautiful infusion. You can then use the bulk of it, right? The horsetail, you know, all wet and moist. You can throw that in a smoothie. It doesn't taste bad. And it gives you some extra nutrients that hadn't been extracted. And then the horsetail and the nettles and the alfalfa, you can do it either way. You can put them in the infusion and then put it all in a smoothie. Or you could just drink the infusion. You don't get quite as much calcium from that. Or you can just put them in dry into your smoothie. I grind them and I keep a little, like a salt shaker type of thing near my blender. And so when I'm making my smoothie, I just shake some of that stuff in there. Makes it real easy. All right. Where do you get horsetail? Oh, Mountain Rose Herbs is a great place. You can also get it from Frontier Herbs. Frontier Herbs are I like Mountain Rose because it's a family run place and everything's organic and they're of integrity. I'm not saying Frontier isn't, it's just Frontier is a much bigger company. I like to support small businesses wherever I can. Thank you, Angelica, put the link in there. How do you make an infusion? Yeah, you just put here's my jar. There's a lot of ways you can do it, but infusion implies more than a tea, like where you put the tea bag in, you flop it around a few times and then you drink it. Whereas you put the herb in the water and you let it sit. You can do a cold infusion if you wanted to. That wouldn't help with horsetail because you want it to be hot, but you can do a cold infusion and then just let it sit overnight 24 hours. Or you can do a hot infusion where you boil your water, you put it in a thing, you let it sit for minimum 15 minutes. Some of them need like 30 or 45 or an hour or longer. So I just figure before you go to bed, you boil your water, you put it in a thing like this, cover it up, let it sit overnight, and now you have this beautiful infusion. You can stick it in your refrigerator and make several days worth at a time. The general amount is like 1 teaspoon for 8 ounces of water. And sometimes more if you really need it more. What are the best herbs or oils for vascular? Depends on what that means. What do you mean by vascular? Like, do you mean like varicose veins or something like that? Orally, my grandson is addicted to sugar and he has the wrong genes for it. What do? I wish I had understood sooner. Well, you know, depends on how old your grandson is and how willing his mom is to do something, right? Sometimes there's nothing you can do except pray. But you can, you know, if they're at your house, you only feed them good stuff. You talk to his mother about why you want the kid off of it. If they're an older kid, it's going to be harder to deal with. If they're younger, you just remove it from the house. My kids never had sugar. My kids just had Whole Foods and they got to eat what we had. I remember when he was about 3, my son was looking at somebody and goes like, what it was. I know he must have been younger than that because he said it in a broken language. He was just learning to speak. And it must have been like 1.5 or 2. And somebody was eating. It might have been on a TV show or a movie or somebody. And he goes, What's that? And I said, oh, that's a cookie. What's a cookie? Can I have one? I'm like, nah, we don't eat that. We don't eat that because it has sugar in it and it has flour in it. And it's not good for our body. It does this and that. He goes, then why did they eat it? I said, because it tastes good. And he says, why does that matter? It's not good for you. Don't eat it. Like that's how he grew up. And, you know, to this day, the kid doesn't like sweets. He just doesn't like anything sweet. Right. Even if I would like, oh, it's your birthday. I'll make you a birthday cake with, you know, coconut flour and dates and too sweet. Too sweet. So, you know, you got to start young. It's much easier if you start young, but it's also there's genetics there. His brother wasn't quite as, let's just say cooperative. He'd be like, what, dad, a cookie? I want some. I want to try it. Can I try it? Anyway. Let's see. Is there anything else?
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, who's
Hi,
that?
This is Tiffany. This is Tiffany Wells.
Hi.
I couldn't get in Zoom today. I tried 6 times. I put the ID, I put the password. It just kept saying the host is in another meeting. So I called in and I can't get into the website. I signed up yesterday. I got the link.
Okay, so wait a second. Wait. You're above my pay grade.
Okay.
These questions are not within my scope of practice. So what I want you to do is to contact help desk. I don't know why you couldn't get into Zoom because there's 37 of us here. So I don't know whether, you know, that you were copy-pasting it, if there was something wrong with your computer. But as far as the website.
She's already in the website. You were admitted to the website, Tiffany. It's Marcia. Hi.
There you go.
Hi. I don't know. I reached out to the help desk, but I haven't heard anything back.
Marcia,
so
just
I guess said I'll just you're be in. Patient.
Marcia just said you're in, Tiffany.
Okay, well then I will reset everything and try again. But I did this morning, I canceled everything out and it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Rita Marie, okay. This is Jenny. I just want to say the same thing happened to me. But what was happening is that I got a regular Sweet Spot support email this morning. So I kept hitting that to get into it. And it wasn't the stay in Sweet Spot ID and password. It was the regular Sweet Spot support or Sweet Spot. Yeah, the
I
normal.
I wonder if they didn't stop. Did you get both or just the one? Because I personally set up the ones for this. Let's see.
A lot of people got that this morning.
Was it both though? Was it because you know it might have happened?
I never got the stay in Sweet Spot email. I only got the regular Sweet Spot.
Okay. We'll look into that.
So I hadn't paid attention yesterday to the idea that there was a whole new ID and meeting
meeting number, right.
Yeah. So that's, I didn't figure it out until I went into the website and got to the stay in Sweet Spot and then found that other information on that call page. So that's what I did this morning too.
Okay, good. Well, that's good to know. I'll make sure because I know we set those up over the weekend and I don't know if somebody had already set something else up that was just continuing. So we'll figure that out because I know I personally set those up over the weekend. So we'll make sure that that's clear. I apologize for it not being on the main site. I don't know what happened there, but if you go into Sweet Spot, you should have the tile there that says stay in Sweet Spot. Has anybody else been able to get in there?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
I can get to that, but when I get to it, it says sign up for Sweet or stay in
There's
Sweet
two,
Spot. And
no.
I already did that.
Really? It says that? Does anybody else get that? Where it says sign up? Yes?
I got that also.
Yes.
I'll go fix it. Thank you. I'll take care of it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Honestly, it is just something I try to stay away from, but I can do it. I'll find out why that's happening. It was supposed to be set up with a specific tag that once you signed up, you're supposed to get that tag. And if that tag wasn't set up, because I didn't set that up, you wouldn't have had it. So I'm going to say. So none of you have been able to get into the site yet.
Oh, I have finally. This is Marcia, the second time. But I had to register twice.
Huh.
Now, I didn't have any trouble getting in at all.
Computers are supposed to be like, not like people and fickle, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. Computers are supposed to be like, you program it this way and it works that way every time. It's beyond crazy how that doesn't work, right? Ugh. So Marcia had problems, Paula didn't, but Jenny, you eventually got in. I will get with our help desk and make sure that it's all fixed and that you got it access. Because the schedule.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry, Wendy just asked, she didn't know there's a specific website. She knew about the Facebook group. Is there another website? So maybe you can address that.
So you go into Unstoppable Health like you normally would. You mm-hmm. go into Sweet Spot 2020. And that was the email. You guys didn't get that email yesterday that I wrote specifically. It went out. It's supposed to go out like 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. That specifically said.
I got the email.
You did. And it said, go to the site.
Yeah. And I found my way to it. Yeah, I found my way to it, but then it said sign up for it, and I already did.
Okay, got it. Okay, so you did.
I just registered now, so I didn't get.
Oh, you just registered now.
So now I'm joining you now. I made the big commitment. I'm here.
Yay! I'm glad you're here. All right. So basically, here's the deal: you log into the site as usual, you go to the Sweet Spot page, Sweet Spot 2020 page as usual. You scroll down past week 9, right after week 9, it says on the tile, stay in Sweet Spot. You click that. If you guys all don't have that, and if it says on there, join now versus access, then that's because the tag wasn't set properly when you registered to be able to get it. So I will check with the person that set that up and find out how we can change that. We'll make sure that you all have the right tag. And then you'll get in. It was supposed to be on the main page, so you can just see it there so you don't have the double step. But I saw that that hadn't happened yet either. So we'll make
sure. For me as well, I it seems I have to buy it. Like if I haven't ordered yet, I cannot access it.
Did you buy it twice?
No.
You didn't. I'm like, don't. Marcia had a coupon code, so she didn't have to buy it twice, but she got in there twice. Yeah. Okay. All right, so
I will write the help desk because I can, I mean, if I access, I can see it, but it says order now. So I click on order now and I have to pay again.
Yeah, that's not right. So it's supposed to say access. There's two boxes and you won't, I'll make sure it gets, that we get them to fix it. Yeah, so it's most of you that was the situation. But Marcia, when you signed up a second time, you were able to see it? That's what's confusing.
Yeah.
So I wonder if when somebody fixed it, maybe they heard that was a problem and they fixed it. So now if you go in, so now that means we have to tag you with that tag. So it means that when you did it a second time this morning, that you got tagged properly. So probably they heard from you guys, they fixed it, but they didn't go back and give everybody else the tag. And maybe they did, you may have to log out and log back in again.
I just tried this now and I couldn't get in.
So if you hit the page, if you're on the page, just hit refresh at the top and see. But Talia just joined, so she should be able to see it. So my theory is debunked.
I'm actually listed twice in Infusionsoft as signing up for it twice.
Yeah, because you signed up a second time, right? Yeah. But the second time got you the opened it. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll figure it out.
Actually, to me, I just tried it now. It also, I need to register again. I
got
the same thing. Yeah. It's like register for the Sweet Spot. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. We'll get it fixed. There's nothing really there other than the schedule for today's call and the 22nd call. So there's nothing out there yet for you, but we want to make sure because I'm going to be putting up Friday will be the day that I'll put up the content for the week. And like we've been doing, we'll keep it to the way we've been doing. Okay. I apologize for any inconvenience. We'll figure it out. All right.
Dr. Edman, could I ask a question?
Yeah.
It just occurred to me since we've been on the call that, you know, with this whole idea of obviously just going deeper and making this that much more of a lifestyle, et cetera, that There might be some people on the call who are who enrolled in the Dancing with Defenses course with Dr. Mm-hmm. Fine. Would you be okay with me putting it out there on both Facebook pages to see if there were people who wanted to have a small group of just kind of talking about that all more a little bit more deeply outside of the Dancing with Defenses course, but within this
within
course?
Here? Sure. I know a lot of you joined that. Some of you didn't. Dancing with Defenses is a course done by Laura Fine, started last week, and it's really like going in on deeper on the emotional energetic pieces, like what are some of the old traumas and what defense patterns did you pick up as you were going through that are interfering with your health at this point? And if you want to have, you're saying you want to ask if anybody wants to do a small support group to talk.
Right. We could do like small Zoom calls, just, you know, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're welcome to put that out there. Any kind of support you want to do outside of our main, that's going to help you. Absolutely. I'm supportive of it. I think that the more we talk about these things and the more we connect on these levels, the more it becomes part of your lifestyle. Yeah.
I'll just quickly so it's based on this book. If people have, you know, so you wouldn't even necessarily have to do the course, but you could, if you just wanted to get into it a little bit on your own, that's the book.
It's a challenge to get into that on your own, though.
It is a challenge to get into
it. I mean, without the guidance to take you through it, I mean, it certainly can, but I think it's better if you group together with folks who are also in it.
Yeah.
I know it's Sandra's. Sandra might be. There's a few people in here who I know are and might be wanting to do that. Lynn, for sure. Lynn is there. She's one of the teachers or the, you know, whatever, the breakout group teachers. Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. Do you want to say anything about that, Lynn? I know there's not, it's not open anymore. It's closed.
They reached their mats. And, so, yeah. Anything that you can do to, like you said, dig deeper, understand the emotions, because so many times you're eating right, you're doing the right exercise, or, you know, the right things, and the expectation you have for your blood sugar to go down doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you, like you say, you do all the foundational pieces, and then it's like, what's next?
Right. Where do I have to go deeper? And that's the point of this, right?
Pieces.
Yeah. Is to get at what are those deeper pieces that we can do, right? And also, you know, quite frankly, it's also to make sure you're actually doing. Because if you're not doing the things that you know you're supposed to do, there's usually some sort of underlying emotional self-sabotage, emotional eating pattern, something that's beyond the physical plane, and it needs to be addressed.
And it's just having that awareness of any resistance you might be feeling. So it really all comes down to seeing what you're aware of. Something as basic as where is my breath?
Mm-hmm.
And you address some of that too in your transforming stress system.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to go deeper with some of those. I have some additional tools that we kind of touched on in that 30-day series, but I've got some handouts and some other things that we can address in the stress piece. First up, we were discussing this on the IRSPT, the Insulin Resistance Practitioner training call right before this, is that just so much of why we can't do the things that we're asked to do. And I say can't not as an out, but as a, like there's something that's holding you back. You're trying and something holding you back. And that this is a huge piece of most of the physiologic problems that we see. And sometimes you're not even aware of it. Sometimes it's so buried deep in your subconscious that you do need help with somebody to identify, pull it out, teach you about these patterns, and then move forward. I just had an inspiring call the other day with Kimberly Ward, who's one of the other teachers in that. And she said that after this, they are going to plan, because they only do it live once a year, but they are going to plan to take and make kind of the self-study version of it. So you can listen to you can read the book, you can listen to it. It's not going to be the same because you don't have the implementation, but it will at least give you, it's much easier than just reading the book. Because reading a book like that without somebody there to, you know, guide you through and take you through some exercises to move things, it doesn't work. But that's
well, a you just because you end up in your head and you need something to help process what's in your head and bring it into the rest of your body to understand it.
Yeah. And I've seen amazing results with people who have embraced this stuff and really like, okay, I'm going to do that heart math 5 times a day, like you told me. When I catch myself going, I'm going to take a breath. When I find myself sitting in traffic and yelling at these people who are cutting me off, I'm going to breathe. And I'm going to appreciate that there may be something in their life that's causing them to be in a hurry right now, right? Even if you make up a story. Guy cuts you off. Wow, I hope he gets to his sick mother in time. What a difference between you stupid blah, 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 blah. Then you take it in your body and you're repeating it all day long. Instead, you tell people, I had the most amazing experience this morning. This guy cut me off. I hit my brakes in time. My heart rate went up, but I'm good now. I was really lucky that I had those reflexes. Isn't that different than if you tell the story? What a lousy day this was, this stupid blah, 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 expletive deletive guy. He did this and that. And if you can always come from assume positive intent, even when you kind of know or suspect there wasn't positive intent, but if you assume there was positive intent, it makes it so much easier for you to process it in your own nervous system. Oh, he might be rushing to the hospital where his mother is about to die. Maybe his, you know, he just got a call that his kid was in a car accident and he's all distracted, right? Give people the benefit of the doubt, right? And that's going to help you to process it better and less make it a physical strain for you.
Well, and one thing that Laura teaches, and I've heard her talk about it in public, so I don't think I'm infringing anything, is the 3-step trauma release.
Oh, yeah.
The first thing to do.
She's going to teach you this. I want to preface this with pay attention right now to what Lynn's going to teach you, because this process can shift your parasympathetic, shift you from sympathetic into parasympathetic quickly, which is going to help you physiologically. So go for it, Lynn.
Okay. So the first thing to know is, am I safe? So if you're driving and this happens, you know, you take that deep breath and look around, go, I'm safe. It's okay. If it happens in your house, look around. There's doors, there's windows. I'm safe. If I need to escape, I'm safe. Wherever you're at, just take that breath and go, I am safe. And that right away is going to drop you. And I'm safe in my body. Now, this isn't necessarily something you can do fully if you're driving, but even having your hands on the wheels and tapping, you know, you can't necessarily tap your feet because they're on the the driver brake pedals. And if you're in a meeting and you feel like that you're being attacked or something, you can tap your feet. Just keep yourself in your body. My body is safe. And I like to do what I call the butterfly hug. I don't necessarily do it way up like this, but I'm doing it so you can see it. But just gently tap on your body.
Do that as she's telling you about it. Just see what that feels like.
Yeah.
As soon as I got a sigh, a visible sigh in my body as I started to do it. Like,
I am safe. My body is safe. And then you do that, you sigh, and just smile. Just lift the corners of your lips up and all is well.
And this is a process, it takes practice. So start doing that in a place where there's not, you know, it's not a serious thing, right? It's something small that you, I don't know, you're getting angry because your doorbell rang in the middle of whatever and your dog is barking and it's interrupting you or whatever. I mean, just stop on small things right now.
Just
and
be aware.
The more you do it, you're going to be able to do it when there is a more serious thing happening. But it takes practice like anything else. I think that's why people struggle with the heart math, right? Because eat this and don't eat that. It's very concrete. It's very black and white. I'm going to eat this. I'm going to skip that. I'm going to measure my blood sugar. They're all very concrete actions that you can do. And the whole concept of breathing and appreciation. Why would that be important? How could you think that's important, Dr. Rita Marie? How could you think that's possibly important? I'm just breathing. I'm just feeling appreciation. What does that have to do with my blood sugar? Even me just pretending to be upset, I feel it in my body. And I want you to learn to notice it in your body. So that's why we have you do this. Do your heart math technique. Get yourself calmed down and notice how that feels. And notice what you like about it. And then when you find yourself getting agitated over something, notice where it is in your body. We're going to go through this in that stress piece. But I'm just going to give you, just notice where do you feel it in your body. And if you're walking around and you suddenly start to feel that in your body, in that place, know that there's a stress response happening. And take some breaths and go to appreciation to calm it down. And it takes practice. Because how old are you? Are you 50, 60, 45, 70, 80? How long have those habits been in place? Or in Angelica's case, in her 30s? But even then, there's 30 years of conditioning that went into that. And so just give yourself some kindness and allow yourself to learn something and allow yourself to trust that all is well. That you're on the right track. I was telling the folks in the insulin resistance call earlier that you have, when you're working with clients, right? That what we have a tendency to do is measure ourselves against where we wanted to get to rather than against where we came from. So if you had set a goal that you wanted to lose 25 pounds over this period of time and you lost 15, so if this is where you wanted to be, but you're here, many, if not most, are conditioned to look at the gap between where you wanted to be and the where you are and beat yourself up. What could I have done differently? And why? Blah, 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 blah. Instead of going, wow, look how far I came. I still have more to go. I trust that I can do it. Let's give ourselves that, because a lot of us get into these health situations because we are expecting perfection from us, because someone else expected perfection from us when we were little, and anything short of perfection is not enough. Janelle, did you have something you wanted to ask Janelle? I saw your line open.
Oh, I will close it. No, I'm just listening.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you going to have Jim Otis on?
I could.
I love him.
Yes. Yes, I will. I will definitely invite him in. He has amazing technique for brain stuff and for brain trauma, but sleep and attention. And you've been doing his brain time.
Almost a year.
Yeah.
And also listening to some of his things that he does with his wife, who's a yoga teacher. He does some Facebook lives. And I just wanted to plug Jody's oil, the parasympathetic.
You're giving him all the clues. This is what one of the things Jody will be talking about too. Yeah. And she's scheduled for the 22nd. She's amazing. She's the only person that I hear talking about parasympathetic in that term. People talk about relax and stress, but she's right out there. She's actually going to be doing a summit and I'm going to be speaking on it in not until November, but it's the parasympathetic summit. Is that cool or what? Right? We all need that. We all need it. We get so into sympathetic dominance all day long. And it's the underlying cause of most diseases. Right. So that's why I have that towards the beginning, because I think it's just so critical. Thank you. Yeah. Jim Otis. I got him on my list. I'll put him down. Yeah. And if you guys think of anybody else that you're like, this person is so amazing for this particular topic, let me know and I'll see what I can do to secure a time with them. Okay. I know a lot of folks, not all of them well, but I usually am one or two steps removed from most people that you may want to talk to, and I can have somebody introduce me so I can get access. Anybody else have questions before we wrap? Is there anything else in the chat? Angelica, do you see anything else in the chat? Oh, you were asking. There's 38 on the call right now. So there's usually last minute people that are going to come in, and we're going to let people sign up until Friday. So my guess is there'll be another 10 or so. Yes, Stephen.
I just wanted to ask the name of that doctor who, the oncologist who recommended 9 to 3. What was the name of it?
L-O-D-I, Lodi, L-O-D-I.
Dr. Lodi.
Dr. Lodi. He's Arizona, but I think he actually left somebody running his clinic in Arizona and moved to some foreign country. I don't remember where. If you go to my website and go to the blog and type in his name, I did a 3-part interview series with him. That was phenomenal. It was several years ago.
Remember his first name?
Tom.
Tom Lodi.
Tom or Thomas.
Where is it on your, where can I find it on
if
your
you go site? To drritamarie.com.
Uh-huh.
And click blog, and blog. Then in the search field, type Lodi, L-O-D-I.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's a 3-part.
That's one of my key things is I really have not been able to get that goal yet. I want to be able to get up at 5 and do exactly what you mentioned there. That's the key piece I have not been able to, you know, get done yet.
Yeah, so if you're able to get up at 5, you want to get up at 5 or you are getting up at 5?
I want to be able to get up at 5, you know, most days, regularly.
Yeah. So I think what you have to do for that is slowly move your bedtime back a little bit, like 15 minutes. Because if you try to force feed it, like for me, with my bad habits of staying up late, if I tried to go to bed at 9, my body'd go, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing here? What are you trying to do? So, but if I go back 15 minutes a day until I'm there, then you naturally, and I actually do wake up a lot earlier than I used to when I used to go to bed much later, right? I naturally wake up usually by 7:30, right? And I'll look, and if I haven't had 7 to 8 hours of sleep and I don't have to get up, I'll go back to sleep. But I do naturally wake up earlier. I'd love to get on that wake up at 5 time too, because it's just, there's something magical about getting up and experiencing that early part of the day when it's so quiet. But for me, it's also magical after everybody's asleep. So, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning and I can just sit there quietly and there's no phone ringing. There's no text messages coming through. There's nothing. But you get the same thing in that early part of the day too. And it's healthier for you to do it in the early part. So yeah, good luck with that.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who else?
Let's see, I have a couple questions. I don't know if it's appropriate now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we still have about 10 minutes left, so go for it.
Okay, I wanted to know if we would be addressing and can work with our cholesterol and our hormones during the course.
We weren't planning on that. Adrenal and thyroid in that last section, I'll give you some hints and I'll share with you how to go. That's something we do work on with people in ERC. So if you want to continue on after that. ERC starts in September, this ends in August. So I know some of you are gonna wanna continue on and do that. And we're there for a whole year and we do lab analysis and we really dig deep into all of that, Dutch test analysis, et cetera.
Will there be any education about reading your own labs? My cholesterol is really high and it's not dietary, it's coming from somewhere else.
That's not in this program.
Okay.
But that would be in the ERC, but also if you sign up for a consultation with one of the coaches, I could show you how they can help you with that.
That would be great. That would be great. Okay.
Great.
One other question is you had mentioned about 3-month or 6-month private coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Are those the time durations? Is that accurate for private?
Where's Angelica? Are you still here, Angelica? Because Angelica knows the details and she can help you.
Yeah, so we'd be happy to share this with you. If you would like to have a brief session, we could go over what those offerings look like. But basically, we have numbers of sessions. So you can have, you know, this many sessions or this many sessions. You buy kind of a program, and then we pace it out according to, that's between you and your coach, how you pace it out.
Okay, so the first step would be to get a private coaching to look at what's there.
Correct.
Okay, and very good. Thank you.
In the chat. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just put the link for coaching.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Oh, Marcia, that's actually for people outside of our program. So I'm going to leave the one that's for the folks here, like our.
Whoa, can you put that in here? Because I don't have that one. Thanks. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. So that's a different type of coaching we offer for people who aren't in a program. So I will post the right one.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Can I ask something?
Yes, please, Talia.
Since you mentioned cholesterol, so I'll just, I have a question. I started to eat now, specifically on the program, more dark chocolate, Lily's sweets. So it doesn't have sugar. So I was so happy, and it doesn't really raise my blood sugar. But the question is, does it have cholesterol?
No. Now you get the vegan one. Yeah, they have two versions. They have the ones that say vegan on them have no milk in them, and the other ones do. So get the ones that are vegan.
Oh, so I didn't know they have the option. So yes. If it doesn't say vegan, the cholesterol.
It doesn't say vegan. It does have dairy in it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the other ones are just as good. And if you can't find them, like in your local store, just go on to Amazon. You can order them there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Where do you live, Talia?
New York, upstate New York.
Oh, yeah. You can get it. You can get it there easily. Lab testing is another story in New York, darn it. But what, Trish? You're muted. Let's see. I unmuted, but it didn't happen. You might have done it at the same time. Nope. Oh, I can't unmute you for some reason. Oh, there you go. Nope. There you go. Yeah. Huh. He still can't hear you, even though it says you're unmuted. Darn it. I wonder if your mic's not working. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Anybody else? Last questions before we go. I don't see any others in the chat. Did I miss any in the chat?
No, I don't know.
I see HSCRP is a good heart disease marker. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of them. And you know, if you've had, Pam, and going back to that, if you eat right and you're having these high cholesterols, it could be a thyroid issue. So it's getting a full, complete thyroid panel, which we will go over in the program. We'll talk about what is a complete thyroid panel look like and what are some of the things that can affect it. Cool. Is it good to do bioidentical hormone or just work on hormones through diet? You know, it depends. You know, for some, if you've had your ovaries removed or any organ removed that makes hormones, you need to replace them, right? And in some cases, if you've had some deficiencies for a long time, it is a good idea. But I don't want to do it blindly. I want to do it with the right testing. And that's where the Dutch test is a really good one to do because it gives us all the metabolites. And helps you to do, if you are going to do bioidentical safely. And there are ways to do bioidentical hormone replacement with over-the-counters. This company, Biomatrix, like this is an estriol, if you can read it. So if I find that you're low on your test, you know, there may be some other reasons that you're low, but to get your levels back up, this estriol, which is the protective estrogen, can be safe even in people who have had breast cancer in the past. The other two, I wouldn't mess with them if you have a history of breast cancer or if you have metabolites, which, you know, we go over when we teach the Dutch test. A lot of you who are in ERC have heard me go over Dutch tests over and over. But you have to be careful, right? But there are ways to do this over the counter, and this is pretty safe. And the same thing with progesterone, like you can do the creams and that kind of stuff. I still don't think it's a good idea to take any kind of hormones without testing, because here's what happens with any kind of hormones, whether it's thyroid, whether it's sex hormones, etc. If you take the hormones, the level in your blood goes up. And there's what's called the negative feedback loop that goes to the brain that says, oh, we have plenty of thyroid hormone. Shut it down. We don't need to make any. And so you can actually make a deficiency worse. So I'm a fan of doing the testing and giving the minimal effective dose, how much you need to fill the gap so that the body is still continuing to produce, and then find out why isn't the thyroid producing enough? Does it not have enough iodine? Is the gut a mess and it can't convert? What is going on? And then we go in that in detail. We do that. We do that in the ERC program. We do that in our Thyroid Revive and Thrive, but we'll give you enough of a taste of that in here to see if it's something you need to go deeper with. But also know that fixing all those other things beforehand are critical when you get there. I'll give you that week, that lesson, I have a guide I'm going to give you. It's like a 30-page guide that gives you like step-by-step how to balance your thyroid. Here, fix your digestion. Here, fix your blood sugar, lower your stress, drink, you know what I mean? It's like all the stuff we're going to be working on. And then if there's still a thyroid issue, then we need to dig deeper to see why. Right? A lot of people just jump. Remember I showed you the pyramid thing. Let me see if I could share my screen again. I showed you in this presentation last week, this pyramid. Let's see, I think I go backwards. Okay, so if I go backwards or forwards, let me see. There we go. Do you see that? A lot of people want to jump right up here and fix their cholesterol, their heart stuff. But all of these other imbalances are leading to that. The cholesterol doesn't get out of balance just because it gets out of balance. Now, the digestion, that gets out of balance from all the stuff we're doing. And if the digestion's off and the blood sugar's off, all of these other things will be off. So we are working in this program with helping you with these and helping you with some of this, you know, the digestion a little. We're going to touch on these. But the point is, if you get these fixed and you get these balanced and you get your stress under control and you get to sleep, a lot of this stuff is going to fall into place. And then when you do some of these extras that we're going to teach you about how to get better sleep and how to do the stress better and how to chew your food and how to optimize your digestion, all of this stuff is going to get better. And then if it doesn't, then we need to dig deeper. And that's where doing some private coaching or joining us for the year long is a good thing. Does that make sense? Yes. So that's what my thyroid thing has, all this stuff. And then it has specific, what nutrients are out of balance? What did we show you here? What nutrients, correct nutrient imbalances. So I didn't fix the thyroid at the top. I put it at the bottom because hopefully by now we're going to have you retest it. We're going to have you redo the hormone assessment and say what's still going on. And what you're probably going to find is that it's better than it was back up here when you first took the test. Is this making sense to people? I don't want to overwhelm anybody on the first call, but I just want to give you the kind of the roadmap of where we're going.
Is melatonin one of those hormones that your body can, melatonin?
Melatonin is a hormone and it gets produced. So, okay, if you have a vitamin B6 deficiency, if your digestion isn't working well and your stomach acid isn't in place and you can't break down your protein into amino acids, you don't have the precursor amino acids, the tryptophan, that the body needs to make melatonin. If you don't have B6, you don't have the cofactor to do that. So yes, a lot of that stuff gets fixed. And yes, do I have people take melatonin? When they do a Dutch test and the Dutch test shows they're low, I'll help them work on the B6 and the other things. But sometimes it's like, you just got to get a good night's sleep. Let's just do melatonin. But a lot of people just take melatonin thinking that that's going to fix it. And if you have taken melatonin and it doesn't help, then it means that you probably aren't deficient.
But eventually the body stops producing it by itself, as you mentioned. Is there a risk?
Yes, you do have that risk. Yes, with everything like that, any hormone, you run the risk if it stops producing it. So yeah, you're traveling across time zones. You're having, you know, it's good to do it for occasional. Oh. But we really need to get to the root cause. Band-Aids can give you quick relief, drugs, even supplements, you know, over-the-counter hormones, herbs can give you quick relief. But if you're not actually going deeper to the root cause, it can actually make it worse. Yeah, I've seen people who over the years, they just need more and more and more thyroid medication because they're not fixing the problem. They're not helping their body. And after a while, the thyroid, you tell it to stop making hormone or it doesn't have to make very much, it can atrophy and it can take a long time for it to come back.
Right? Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem. So I've got to go. I've got another meeting coming up. We'll make sure that all of the website stuff gets taken care of. The next call that we actually have scheduled is the 22nd, but I'm hoping that we have a next week that we have either with me or the certified coach. I'm working that out and hopefully we'll have a schedule by the end of today and we'll have that all on the calendar and you'll know exactly what's going on. The only ones that will be, you know, kind of hit or miss is with these experts, like finding out what their schedule is when I can bring them in. Okay. But we have our June expert coming in already. We're going to schedule one for July and August. And if there's extras, if I can get other people in, we'll do some extra calls as well. Okay. Thank you guys for being here. I appreciate your commitment to your own health. I appreciate you being here and supporting each other, and I look forward to connecting and continuing to connect. Have a great one. I'm going to unmute so everybody can say goodbye.
Thank you.
Unmute.
Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very welcome. My pleasure.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye. We'll see you soon. Thank you. All right. I'm going to hang up now.